the insect bug line. Hi there.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Oceanside, California. My name's Russell.
Russell, good to have you with us. So what happened to you or to someone you know?
Well, I was stationed at Fort Gordon, Georgia, doing some yard work because I got in trouble, you know, and I was doing some yard work, and all of a sudden, this red ant was crawling on me, and it actually went inside my skin, crawled inside my skin for a little bit, and crawled out another hole.
No way!
Yes, it was crazy.
Did he bite you along the way?
No, I mean, it stung for about 15 minutes, and I had, like, little two hole marks. I flicked it away after it went outside of me, and the two marks stayed there for about a month, and then they went away.
Russell, did he dig his way into you?
He just went inside my skin.
I mean, could you, like, see it underneath your skin?
I could see it underneath my skin.
Okay, so here's a question. Why didn't you smash your body or wherever the part was where he was underneath?
I don't know. I was thinking about it, but then I was thinking if I did that, it'd be stuck in me.
I've never heard this one before. Well, I'm glad it had a happy ending.
Yeah, it only hurt for about 15 minutes.
What were the ants like down that way?
Oh, crazy ants at Fort Gordon, Georgia. I remember one time I was seeing this huge ant. It must have been about half the size of my thumb crawling along. But I think it was a queen ant. And there was like 10 ants all around it, following it, guarding it. Big ants.
You know, when I was a kid, I used to have those glass ant farms. I was fascinated with those things. I mean, just watching them build their houses, lay their eggs, bring their food in. I mean, they're incredible insects.
Yeah.
They really are. Hey, thanks for the story.
Yeah, it's great talking to you.
Yeah, that's a first. I've never heard that one before. Let's go to our West of the Rockies line. You are on the air. Hi there.
How you doing, George?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
It's actually Dave from Milwaukee. I don't know how I got West of the Rockies here, but hey, at least I'm on.
How did that happen?
Yeah, right. I got a pretty crazy story for you with the bug bite. But first, I just wanted to ask you, I got a little quiz for you with the Twilight Zone. Do you remember the episode where the scientists were working, I'm sure there's plenty of them scientists, but scientists were working, and the guy was working with a huge computer, filled up a whole room, and he ended up falling in love with the computer?
Vaguely. I vaguely remember that. I remember seeing this thing, and it had, like, little lights all over the place.
That's right. And it would print out messages to him.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, that was a classic.
I don't remember the name of it. No, we'll get it. Somebody will send it to us.
I hope so. But anyhow, I got a crazy bug bite story for you.
Okay.
So about a year and a half ago, I was in Alabama with my wife, and I came home one night, whatever, I had this feeling in my head that I had, like, water, you know, like I've been swimming and I had water stuck in my ear. And I just kept trying to, you know, get the water out, like, where did this come from? You know, I'd taken a shower earlier, but I hadn't been swimming, so I thought it, you know, came from the shower or something. So I'm just knocking my head, you know, my wife's asking me, what is wrong with you? I said, I think you got water in my, you know, stuck in my ear, I can't get it out, you know, doing this whole nonsense, knocking my head. And it doesn't go away for about 2-3 days. And I keep doing it, and she's like, well, maybe we need to go to the doctor. I'm like, no, I'm fine, everything's cool. Should just come out. And I kept tugging on my ear. But then it started feeling like this weird, squirmy, just really weird feeling. And I thought I might have, you know, had a worm or something. I had no idea what it was. So we're laying there, I'm about to fall asleep. It's about 2 o'clock in the morning, and for some weird reason, I was just about to fall asleep, and she turns the light on, and I had my ear against the pillow, and I kid you not, a tiny spider crawled out of my ear, a little white spider, and she just about flipped. She jumped up on the bed, was like, oh my God, I'm like, what, you know, and she's just like, you need to sit, just relax, because I'm arachnophobic, I mean, bad. I jumped.
Oh, you must have freaked.
Oh, my God. I can't even tell you. And she told me, she was like, a spider just crawled out of your ear. I was like, you've got to be kidding. You're kidding. You're kidding. You're kidding. You're kidding. And I was just freaked out for the next 6 months. And I still can't get over it, man. It's just, it's terrible. Anytime I see a spider, I will jump across the room. I don't care where it is. I mean, I'm bad enough as it is, but this changed me.
I don't blame you. Hey, by the way, Sean, our webmaster, says that Ronnie Howard was in a Twilight Zone episode in 1959. Called Walking Distance. I didn't think he was born then, but I guess he was.
I guess so.
Yeah. All right. Well, watch out for the spiders.
Yeah. All
right. Thanks, George. Thanks. Appreciate you being part of the program.